The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Jennifer back next week, it would appear. I've not heard from her for a few days. Did you talk to her?
We were texting back and forth yesterday. Obviously, her mother is texting for her because she can't see the screen.
See to see.
She still has. She had a laser type surgery Monday.
Oh, said it was Monday?
Said it was there was an algae with it, but it felt better yesterday. She's supposed to be going back to the doctor today. They say things are progressing, but she's still got the bubble, which is in her eye, which is the thing that pushes the back of her eyeball towards the retina so it can reattach.
Right.
So that's a good thing, and they're hoping that that should clear up this week.
Speaking of medical items, this is the first. Yesterday, Johns Hopkins doctors performed the first ever liver transplant between HIV-positive patients. They also performed a kidney transplant between HIV-positive patients, which has never been done before, ever, here in our country. HIV-positive people used to be banned from organ donation. Remember? Giving blood, doing anything like that. But now, the rules have changed. Transplants are allowed, but only between a donor and a patient who both have the disease.
Why would they do that?
Trying to save lives?
So they just do it
as an experiment. Well, let's see what happens. We'll put this one in this body and take it out of that one. No.
So there's an HIV patient who's got a bad liver and needs a new one.
And an HIV patient who had a good liver and was willing to donate. That's how that works.
Why would they give the HIV patient who needs a liver just a regular liver? Why do they need to find another HIV-positive donor?
Well, I think that it's the other way around, really. It's if you got an HIV patient and you give them a good liver, it's going to become contaminated, and that isn't really what they want to do with a good liver. If you got a bad liver, or if you are considered having a bad liver because you got HIV or HIV-positive, then that means the circle is more narrow. So if somebody's willing to give you a liver or a kidney, more often than not, then if you're HIV positive, isn't that swell? They don't really. There's really still quite a prejudice against people who have HIV, for whatever the reason. And so the surgery was a big milestone, Richie. Means HIV patients who are willing to accept an HIV-infected organ have a chance for a longer life. So there is a choice. You either take an HIV infected organ and you live, or you don't take one and you die. I think that's probably the choice.
Hey, man, listen, after they announced, what was it, 3-4 months ago that they started doing face transplants.
Wow. You can do most anything now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just amazing.
And they're growing growing tissue so that they can grow you new organs now.
Well, you see, that's all that stem cell research that we talk about. Stem cell research is what's providing them the opportunity to be able to do that.
Well, the latest one I heard is that they're using 3D printers to actually virtually print a new organ using skin tissue.
Yeah, right.
Or body tissue.
It's more than one can. All the things that are going on around us and that we're finding out about.
It's amazing.
As critical as I am of the news media, they deserve criticism. But the coverage or the stories that are coming out by people who are experts in various medical fields who are willing to tell the stories now, for whatever reason, sometimes because they want to make money, Sometimes it's because they really feel like they need to tell the story. But there's so much amazing stuff going on in the universe, in our world, with people, in our country, everywhere. There are things that are dynamic and just deliriously superb, showing how great the human mind is and what it's capable of doing.
It's always one of my dreams, you know, is to bring Benjamin Franklin back, and you know, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, how they bring Socrates,
right.
Socrates, and all these people. Right. And I would
Who would you want to interview if you could? Anybody in history?
I would love to spend a day in time now with Benjamin Franklin and just see what he thinks of a Lamborghini, a ride in a Lamborghini, an airplane, and walk through a hospital and let him see a nose being 3D printed on with, you know, and just see what people from the past would, it would blow
their
mind.
Let him understand how we can travel in space to go to places like Mars or send these discoverers out into the universe that go way beyond
what we ever imagined. Even Da Vinci would be like, wow.
Yeah, right. And then he'd be confronted with the silly things like what Donald Trump has said or what is going on. The campaign manager is one thing.
This is what
being interviewed by Chris Matthews is another thing. And so why do we pay any attention to it other than it just the kind of stuff that drives people crazy?
It shows what drives me crazy about Donald Trump. He can't shut up.
Yeah, he's kind of, what do you call it? Whatever you say, what's that disease that you have when you keep talking and you don't know enough to Asperger's?
No, not Tourette's syndrome.
Tourette's, that's
okay. One of the first things I ever learned in sales was shut up.
When you've got the order,
shut up.
And Trump has everybody. This is a very good observation on your part, Richie.
Trump
has people. He's got them right there, so stop already.
You've got
with the
sale.
Nonsense.
Be
you've
quiet.
Made the sale. Just keep the bubble going that you've had. Don't keep adding things to it that make you or the people around you seem like crazy.
You're sitting across from the guy who thinks you're Satan, a.k.a.
Right.
Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Don't answer hypothetical questions.
What was the question?
If abortion were outlawed, do you think there should be punishment for women who have abortion?
And he said, yeah.
And he said, yes. Moron. Shut up.
Well, we'll wait to see if we can find Victoria later on. I don't think Roberta's around today, but if we get Victoria, we'll ask her thoughts on that.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. It's, boy, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I got to reach for something. Okay. I got my studio all torn apart. I'm ready to pull the plug, Richie. Go to the new place, survey and everything, figure out where I'm going to put my studio yesterday.
Good for you.
And it's going to be looking at a different pasture, not the pasture I've been looking at for the past decades. What?
Will there be cows and things for you to look at for us?
Yeah, I'll have a few cows up back. I don't have the same kind of pasture as I have here, but yeah, a couple of cows, a couple of horses.
As long as you can, at any given time, look out your window and see a cow pooping and describe it for us.
Absolutely.
On the air, I'll be happy.
Got to have that. 14 after the hour on Good Day. The amazing Valentine's Day sale that was around last month, it was last month, has been continued for Genucel. Want to get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, and double your order? This is something we were just talking about, stem cell research and the sort of thing that's going on, the amazing things that are going on now in the name of advancement. And what would Benjamin Franklin say? Because if you look at pictures of him, he had a lot of puffiness, bags under his eyes, circles around his eyes, lines around his eyes. So if Benjamin Franklin were alive today, he'd be calling 800-543-9262. He'd be amazed because there were no telephones around. The first thing he'd be amazed at is that there's a phone. What's this thing? All right, let's pick up the receiver.
Right.
There it is. Got these numbers on it. Okay.
What's that funny sound coming out of that one
right.
beep, end
beep,
of the phone
beep,
thing?
Beep, beep, beep. Okay. So Benjamin Franklin calls 800-543-9262 and finds an operator who wants, yes, Mr. Franklin, what can we do for you? Well, I've heard Doug Steffen talking about this product that's all natural, comes from apple stem cell therapy, and it will advance what I have been trying to do for a long time, advance my interest among the young ladies, because, you know, Benjamin Franklin had quite a few young ladies who were very enthralled with him. This would make him even more
good-looking guy.
He was not particularly good-looking, but apparently he had what it takes, if you know what I mean.
That's smart.
All right, so 800-543-9262. This makes him better. This makes you better. Look into the mirror and see if your eyes are something.
Did you say mirror?
I did say mirror.
Okay.
I did not say mirror.
Thank you, Boston. Go back to what you were doing.
Mirror. Well, you know, I say blueberries and what other things you make fun of me for?
Rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah. Okay, this is not rubbish. This is the real deal. It will have immediate effect or you get your money back. 12 hours. Put it on at night. Next morning, you look at the bag's puffiness or you look at where they used to be. Not there anymore. And this is just the kind of thing that it's so easy to use, takes seconds, and the results are so good, you'll wonder, why didn't I try this years ago when I first heard Doug talking about it? I don't know, but try it now. Don't worry about what used to happen. It's today. Call 800-543-9262. In the next 20 minutes, if you get that call, you'll get an instant 50% coupon on the entire luxury catalog of items in Chamonix. They have a large catalog. Look in there and see what you like and buy what you like 50% off. Get rid of the bags and puffiness and have a younger look. 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. The night you move, the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look is waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, some good news, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Yesterday, the stock market did a nice job of going up, up, up. You look around the global markets, and they're doing quite well as well, even in spite of the fear of what's going on in Europe and the discussions about climate change. I mean, look at the headlines. There's fear everywhere. No matter what happens, it's all about fear. But yet people have
faith. The markets are getting used to it.
Well, that's it. I think becoming numb.
Look, another terrorist threat. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Buy more pork bellies.
Yeah, right.
Big deal.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. We're becoming immune to it. And I think in our daily conversation we are. I'm not talking about any of this stuff anymore because I, you know, if there's something that happens that's of immediate impact on that day, I'm not going to keep talking about this stuff over and over and over again because it doesn't do and serves no purpose whatsoever. Yesterday, the markets rose. That's the story. 21 after on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory,
but I will gladly join the fight.
But I will gladly join the fight.
And when our children tell our story,
and when our children tell our story,
they'll tell the story of tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Richie, let's have another round.
To freedom.
Beer.
Something they can never take away, no matter what they tell you. Raise a glass to the four of us.
24 after the hour on Good Day.
Four of us.
So, this music you're listening to is from that big Broadway hit, Hamilton. Yesterday, or the day before, Roberta and Victoria and you and I were talking about this show and how it is the talk of the town in New York.
Apparently, so they're going to have out for months.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. So now they're going to expand. Like a lot of these shows, they have a traveling show. They have the basic one in Broadway, and then they get other actors to go on the road to Detroit, Chicago, and Denver and wherever. So yesterday, they set out a casting call for Hamilton, which asks for non-white actors. Here we go again. So, is this racist? Yep. Apparently, that's it. Hold on a second, Reese, because I've got a...
Hold on a minute. Here it is. Non-white men and women age 20s to 30s for Broadway and upcoming tours.
Yep.
No whites need apply requirement. Struck some as racist. What a shock. I don't mind it. I don't care.
I don't care either. But some people, there's always an issue here. Everybody's got an issue. You say that all the time. Everybody's got a problem.
Everybody's always offended. Everybody's right. Offended.
So they asked specifically for non-white men and women.
Right.
For future versions of the show when it hits the road. And according to the Actors Equity Association Union, it went too far. They said that the show's language was not official or in compliance with their rules. The show responded by saying it regretted the confusion and will amend the notice to add that we welcome people of all ethnicities.
Stop it.
Audition.
You know, and one of the things they did is they put non-white in all caps.
Uh-huh.
Like, we really want to accentuate the fact that we want no whites.
No whites need apply.
But you know what? I don't care. I don't want people whining and complaining if a sitcom comes on and there's no Asians or no Hispanics or no blacks or
well,
no whites.
Where are the people that complain about the Jeffersons?
Right. I just. Well, those are white people. Jeffersons. He was the doorman, remember?
Okay. What about Sanford and Son?
But that's
what about Empire?
Why can't you have a show that's all black?
Uh-huh.
Why can't you have a show that's all white? Why can't you have a show that's all Asian without somebody being offended? If I think it's funny to put 10 Asian people on a sitcom, so be it.
Okay, Richie.
Everybody's always offended.
So, you okay now?
Well, no, it's just...
Where's some more music from that? This is actually pretty good music from this thing. The show is quite...
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends. Who's asking?
Oh, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard your name at Princeton. I was seeking an accelerated course of study. When I got sort of out of sorts with a buddy of yours.
Out of sorts. We would get out of sorts because of this sort of thing. Is it the most important thing going on in America today? I guess it depends on whether you're white or black or whether you think this stuff is important.
I'm not.
It is just another reason to get your liberty. In a quiver,
it was my
get yourself bent out of shape.
It's like when you get guys going to apply for jobs at Hooters.
Right. Yeah, exactly. No men need apply.
Yeah, I don't want
to
have
them
score me my wings, sir. No. And those short shorts. Thank you very much.
All those buff guys, you know, they
right.
beat it. But the women would like that. Why don't they have Hooters for women?
Smile.
I mean, turn it around.
Let them
have, women aren't that dumb.
Oh.
All the guys are dumb enough to go into a restaurant because somebody's wearing short shorts.
Yeah. Right. Well, they got something to look at.
Right.
Take that under advisement, Rich. 28 after on Good Day.
Coming up, instructions on being a better friend. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There are so many ways we can all improve as people. From my perspective, we're all making our way through this world together, and we are all certainly still learning. None of us is perfect, and there's always room to grow. When it comes to being a better friend, it's important to remember that we're not perfect, and that all we can really do is do the best we can with what we have in any given moment. In other words, although we can not exactly take pain away from those who care about. What we can do is learn to listen more and just be there for our friends. The more we can provide a safe space for our friends, the more we can help clear away the mental debris for them and help them make the best possible decisions with the information that they have in any given moment, too. For tips on being a better listener and a better friend, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, is here. Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington.
I call him No Fun Rich, is what I call
Roberta
him.
Roberta Fastinelli and Jennifer Horn are here to add some levity to our conversation. The thought of the day today comes from Marilyn Monroe, who said, we should all start to...
I'm Al Peterson, reporting for InTheNews.tv. Spring cleaning might be a daunting task for some, but lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with the following brands to help your clean routine. Justine, what are your go-to cleaning and organizing ideas this year?
For a good all-purpose cleaner, I want you to check out Four Monks Cleaning Vinegar. I like it because it's made from food-grade vinegar and is a non-toxic, eco-friendly cleaner that's safe for the whole family. It has a refreshing scent and comes in an easy-to-use spray bottle. You can find Four Monks at Walmart Supercenters and HEB retailers. And for carpets, I recommend Bissell carpet cleaning formulas with Scotchgard protector. The Scotchgard acts as a stain repellent that repels spills, resists soils, and blocks stains.
We are on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. The audio from the plane, it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, when the supposed hijacker, who really just wanted to get to his ex-wife, got onto the plane in Cairo, wanted to go to wherever he wanted to go, Cyprus, I guess. And so all of the hoopla about the people who got their pictures taken with this guy.
The selfies, the terrorist selfies.
So silly. People will do anything for fame or to be recognized or to get in on the action. They'll do anything.
What makes this beautiful is the British passenger who asked the Egyptian terrorist with the belt bomb on, can I get a selfie with you? And the terrorist just shrugs and is like, okay. And yeah, the flight attendants were the ones who took the picture.
The pictures, right.
And so it's really not a selfie, actually. But the big, stupid grin on the guy's face as he's next to the guy with the bomb belt on is just hysterical.
Pretty amazing.
And everybody's all out of, just going nuts because they're like, selfies have just gone out of control. Here's somebody taking a picture with themselves with the terrorist. But the guy says, you know what? I took an opportunity to get closer to him to see the bomb belt, and I deemed it to be a fake once I was standing next to him. So actually pretty smart, I think.
Yeah. Well, it shows you where people's attention is, though, as much as anything else. The Good Day program with hopefully an entertaining look at what's going on in the world, what people are talking about today. I was telling you how good the market was doing and how a lot of other, you know, this everything screams of bad and horrible and scary and fear. So I'm telling you that our situation is pretty good. And one of the reasons that the markets went up yesterday was that the government and the banks are using dollars to facilitate business deals with Iran. There's so much in that economy. Boeing is going to get a $400 billion. I told you, the reason for this deal with Iran, when Boeing first showed up, the day they were having the negotiations, the president of Boeing was in Iran talking to the president of Iran in and among all the conversations that were going on for all the other stuff. So now that the sanctions have been lifted, there's a pent-up demand for so much product. Iran has like 83 million people, and it is a very progressive country, despite the backwardness of the ultimate leadership, the Ayatollah. The political system, the people, especially in their 30s and 40s, who are like the people in our country, but in China as well, who don't like the government, who want to change things, and who voted in change.
But will be run over by tanks if they do try.
Say that again?
They'll be run over by tanks if they try to change things.
Well, I'm not, they might be at this point, but you know, sooner or later, those things, the people, they'll be able to be successful. But I'm just saying, the reason the markets are going up, one of the reasons is because foreign governments are, you know, now doing
changes to the
rand, and they're using the dollar.
2,000 people.
Say that what?
Didn't Boeing announce yesterday that they were laying off 2,000 people?
Well, they've had the 747 production line has sort of come to a grinding halt. They're making 747s.
8,000.
8,000?
Yeah. 8,000.
Well, but you see, they do, in the, that's a business that's not unlike the airline business. You read all the time, when things go down, they lay off 2,000 flight attendants, 4,000, and then they call them. What you don't read is that in 3 weeks or 3 months, they call them all back to work. It just depends on the order. Boeing has huge orders in backlog, so I don't know. I didn't read the story, Richie, as to why they were laying them off, but they have a huge backlog. But each, there are certain divisions, like there's the aerospace division. That may have been where it came from. They have a military division. They have a division just for the 737, and they have the wide body division.
Here we go. You ready for this?
What?
Stock was falling. They need to control costs.
We're talking about Boeing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand that either, because they've got great things. They've got orders all over the place. Anyway, well, follow it and see what happens. Meanwhile, people are talking today about the Boston Marathon, which will be run in 3 weeks. You know how every year there is a Kenyan who's been, the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years,
right,
every year it's a Kenyan man, and I think last year it was a woman, in fact. Both men and women from Kenya won the race. Well, there's a probe, information about which has been released today by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and the International Athletic Federation.
Nah, I'll say it ain't
They've
so.
They've been looking Kenyan? Into Kenya's offshore running industry, and they found a Russian agent who's been selling dope to the Kenyans. And so now everybody's beginning to think, oh, wait a minute. They're winning all the races because they're juicing themselves up Is there any sport that isn't victimized by people who cheat? Is it that important to win that you have to cheat? It happens pretty much in every game. Look at our professional baseball, hockey, football. Look at the horse racing business, how they dope up the horses that are involved in competition. It's everywhere. Look at what?
I'm looking at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Since 1988,
yeah,
21 times the Boston Marathon has been won by a Kenyan.
Yeah. Since now it looks like they're getting doped. The Russians are selling them the same dope that they sold. What was the controversy with the Russians recently? There wasn't a weightlifter, but there was some
tennis?
Other. Was it the tennis? There's always a question. And oh no, it was the woman.
Yeah, it was the Russian woman tennis player.
And it wasn't really dope. Like it wasn't stuff that's been banned, or it isn't.
Right.
It isn't a chemical. It's just homeopathic stuff that you can get. I don't know why she's buying it from some Russian agent. You can go to any health food store and get the stuff she was taking, and just use a lot of it. That's what a lot of people do.
Since 2000.
Yeah.
12 women in the women's. Or Kenyans, winners. So 18 men since 1988 and 12 women since 2000 were Kenyan winners in the Boston Marathon.
Right. Yep. All right, well, it's something to be, thinking about it, but it is what it is. University of South Florida Polytechnic coming under fire. It was revealed they spent $10,000 building a replica of Captain Kirk's command chair, as well as a life-size statue of Darth Vader. $10,000 of the public's money. So, now this has been done before, I think. This kind of stuff. It's okay to do it if you don't use public money. I don't want people using public money. Do you? I don't see that that's... not at all. All right, so let me get to, we got to do the television report in a minute, Richie.
Sure.
Something fairly serious about the Chinese that I found out yesterday.
Yeah, what's going on with the Chinese?
Nobody's going to be talking about this either. The Chinese, we all are embracing technology. It seems this is no longer the Industrial Revolution. That's over, was over in the 60s, really. The technology revolution is now underway. And it turns out that we have known for quite a long time that China has the technology to shoot down our satellites. And that they could,
cool,
if they shot down our satellites, planes, cars, I mean, just
GPS.
They have killer satellites, and I'm betting we do too. If they've got them, we've got them, except we don't talk about them. And now there's a leak somewhere.
Well, I remember back
somewhere.
In Star Wars.
Yep.
Remember that?
Right. Yes. But think about all of the things that are dependent on the technology that come from our satellites. And if they were shot down, how they could control pretty much everything. Anybody could, whether it's the Chinese, but the Chinese now are working on a way to dominate space. And the military-industrial complex in China is run by the same people who run our... This is an international cabal. It isn't just Americans. It's French. It's Italians. Russians. These militarists are building such a huge, complex network of some basic fighting tools, but many of them are highly technical, and they're selling them. Although you have movies, you know, James Bond is always getting somebody, excuse me, who's doing this. But in fact, it's going on, and if we're doing something about it, we don't know. You and I, the average citizen, don't know A, that it's a problem, potentially a problem, and B, that somebody's addressing it. But the fact that when you start thinking about it, here I am giving you a story that might lead people to be afraid. I'm not telling you a story because I want you to be afraid. I'm telling you a story because I think we ought to know more about what the military-industrial complex is doing worldwide. It continues to spend, and I just wonder, if we were to think about it, how much money ought we to be spending to fix the problem? Because the wars that we are paying for don't fix anything, really. You can say, well, go get Daesh. So there's going to be another guy. You knock him off, there's another one right behind him. So we're not thinking about the problems around the world and how to really fix them. Bombs don't fix anything. They slow things down. It's the way people think. And people think the way they do because of what's going on in their space.
Well, it's all peace through strength.
Yeah.
If I can annihilate you, you will leave me alone.
Yeah. That's maybe true. But now, with technology the way it is, we better be able to annihilate somebody using technology, because that's where this is going. They're not going to have war.
You know, in the new Batman versus Superman movie, they actually nuke Superman in space.
Really?
Yeah, when he takes the bad guy out into the past the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The United States says, let's nuke them in outer space, and then that way they'll take care of everything and it won't hurt anybody here on Earth.
Really?
Yeah. That's why that movie is so great.
I thought you said it was a mess.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
It is a mess.
All right, 44 past the hour. Television news up next here on Good Day.
Reporting for InTheNews.tv, spring cleaning might be a daunting task for some, but lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with the following brands to help your clean routine. Justine, what are your go-to cleaning and organizing ideas this year?
For a good all-purpose cleaner, I want you to check out 4 Monks Cleaning Vinegar. I like it because it's made from food-grade vinegar and is a non-toxic, eco-friendly cleaner that's safe for the whole family. It has a refreshing scent and comes in an easy-to-use spray bottle. You can find 4 Monks at Walmart Supercenters and HEB retailers. And for carpets, I recommend Bissell carpet cleaning formulas with Scotchgard protector. The Scotchgard acts as a stain repellent that repels spills, resists soils, and blocks stains to protect your carpet. They even have formulas specifically for pet owners. And check out their Pro Heat 2X Revolution carpet cleaner. Find all these and more at Bissell.com. And sometimes you simply need more space to be organized. Sparefoot has just launched an on-demand offering called Full Service Storage, where they send expert loaders to pick up, itemize, and transport your things to a modern and secure facility. When you need something back, they'll return your items for you. Find a location near you at sparefoot.com. Finally, make your home smarter and safer. Leo Smart Alert is a simple device that alerts you on your smartphone if your smoke or carbon monoxide alarms go off while you're away. You can listen and dismiss or notify local 911 from wherever you are. The free Leo app is available for iOS and Android.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want, because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. It is not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Coming up, instructions on being a better friend. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There are so many ways we can all improve as people. From my perspective, we're all making our way through this world together, and we are all certainly still learning. None of us is perfect, and there's always room to grow. When it comes to being a better friend, it's important to remember that we're not perfect, and that all we can really do is do the best we can with what we have in any given moment. In other words, although we cannot exactly take pain away from those who we care about, what we can do is learn to listen more and just be there for our friends. The more we can provide a safe space for our friends, the more we can help clear away the mental debris for them and help them make the best possible decisions with the information that they have in any given moment, too. For tips on being a better listener and a better friend, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden here with you. Doug is experiencing some tech challenges of his own during our tech segment here. As many of you know, he's moving today, so they are in the middle of moving his internet from one house to the other. So he's dealing with those guys running around the house. Be back with us in a little bit. Until then, we've got Richard Schemmel with us for our Tech Time segment. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
How are you doing this Friday?
It's just a great day in Los Angeles.
Good. Right. All right. Well, all kinds of fun tech stuff going on today. We all see how Apple and the FBI are going back and forth on unlocking the cell phone for the San Bernardino terrorist. Well, it looks like some dad is trying to get in on the action because he wants to see what kind of pictures his daughter has on her phone.
The father, the son died. He was a 13-year-old son, and he's asked Tim Cook for help unlocking the iPhone so he can retrieve his son's pictures. You know, this is an exceptional case, and we'll have to see what happens if Apple has any emotion at all for this.
They can't do it though.
No,
because if they do it here, then they have to do it for the government, almost.
Well, yeah, they have to do it for the government, but it looks like the government now has their own hacks and won't be needing Apple too much.
Maybe the dad can go to the government and get them to unhack it. Because, I mean, Apple's argument all along has been, hey, listen, if we even figure out how to do this, we've unlocked Pandora's box, and we don't even want to go there. So, yeah, I don't see them.
I don't think it'll happen either.
All right. Mattel's in a little bit of trouble. It looks like they've been hacked by some Chinese hackers.
Right. An email was sent out to by the Chinese that said it was from the Mattel CEO to release $3 million in funds to a company. And a little bit of problem there because they wire transferred $3 million overseas.
What a bunch of morons.
It says the financial executive who got the note was eager to please her new boss. She double-checked the protocol, and the funds were approved by two ranking managers. So they wired $3 million to a bank in China. You know, it's just amazing how especially big companies can fall for something like this. You know, even though there's protocol, why didn't they call the CEO? You know, especially over a certain amount of money.
And if this is a bank that is a known bank, I mean, it's not like they wired it to some account. I mean, this is a Chinese bank. They should be able to go to the bank and try and get some repercussion or trying to get it back. But the bigger problem is we are under full-scale attack by China. There is no land war anymore. There's no ground war. There's no troops joining China. It's a cyber war, and China is full out. And the only thing I like about Donald Trump is he would take China to the mat on stuff like this.
It's chaos out there, a cyber war that people don't even understand. A lot of you know that my daughter's in the privacy sector with the government, and she can't even tell me what's going on. It's scary. The segment that you had before about the satellites being attacked, you know, people don't realize how much they need and rely on internet and electricity. And
I mean, there's the infrastructure thing, but even more, every single day, China is attacking our top companies like Apple, like GE, trying to get into their bank accounts and steal their money, trying to get into their servers and steal their design plans, trying to get into their emails and steal information on deals. It's every single day.
What I don't understand is why these companies haven't come up with security protocols before they put these servers and all these programs into effect. They're just looking at the bottom line to appease shareholders.
Well, you would have to think that GE and Apple and General Motors and companies like this have pretty good safety restrictions on their servers. But the problem is China's got great hackers.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. You know, people are breaking in all the time. It's like a game to them to try and break into the server.
Whoever the next president of this country is, they need to take this seriously because we haven't. And it's basically a digital war right now. So somebody's got to take it on. All right, Richard, thank you. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.